Now, if you're catching public transport around the city, the Adelaide Street Tunnel opens today. It means that after nearly a decade after the public transport project was announced, the Brisbane Metro M1 and M2 lines are finally finished. Rowan Gray is the president of Better Transport Queensland. Rowan, what will it mean for people who use public transport to have the tunnel open this morning?
Good morning, Steve. What this tunnel is going to mean for people catching public transport is it's going to mean faster commutes through the CBD to get to King George Square bus station, or now called City Hall bus station, and also Queen Street bus station as well. So it's avoiding the key bottleneck in the Queen Street bus station section and providing faster journeys for people coming to the city and going through the city.
If you're in the CBD, what will you notice now that the tunnel is open? Anything?
So there's a couple of small things you may notice if you're up towards the Roma Street side of the CBD. You may notice that there's a bit less on-street buses now because some buses will be redirected to run through the tunnel. But for the most part, the on-service, the on-street buses aren't going to change. There's still going to be just as many buses going down Adelaide Street, because even though it is called the Adelaide Street Tunnel, what it actually is it's a bypass to go from the Elizabeth Bridge, with Cultural Centre, through to King George Square without going via the Queen Street busway tunnel. But it's not actually connecting all the way down Adelaide Street. So the main thing that commuters will notice is that it will be just faster commute times and in the future, more frequent services as a result as well.
Is that it for the Brisbane Metro? Is there anything else yet to come for the Metro itself?
So that's all for the M1 and M2 project for the Brisbane Metro. That's the final work done for that. So the only thing left with that Metro 1 and Metro 2 is the increase in frequency to 3-minute frequencies that the Brisbane City Council had said would be implemented at some point. But that doesn't mean that's the end for Metro. So Brisbane City Council, in conjunction with the Queensland Government, is progressing through a business case to look at extensions. Some of those extensions are extensions to the airport, extensions to Capella Bar, and extensions to Chermside, to name a few. And these are all routes that they are interested in perhaps introducing in the future to the Metro network by providing those high-capacity, bi-articulated buses along those key corridors as well.
I notice you do call it a bi-articulated bus. I'm not sure that that's the council, what the council wants them called.
That is correct. So the council has called it a metro. At the end of the day, and commuters all know this, it is a bi-articulated bus. That's not to detract from the fact that it's providing a really good service, but it is also not a steel-wheeled metro that, you know, you would often think a metro to be. So it is a bit of a misnomer, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't provide value to Brisbane.
All right. The bi-articulated bus / metro, I think the first one went through at 4:45 this morning. Were you on it?
I was not on it. That's a bit early for me, unfortunately, Steve. But I knew some people were on it, and I know that this first service went well, and all future services are all going to go via that if they're not servicing Queen Street bus station. And it's going to be a great addition to the public transport network.
Rowan, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you, Steve.
Rowan Gray, president of Better Transport Queensland. So the Adelaide Street Tunnel for the Metro service opened this morning. So basically nearly a decade after the project was announced, the Brisbane M1 and M2 lines are finally finished.